few more seconds. Please close your eyes as you pray. Please close your eyes. Concentrate. Please close your eyes as you pray. Keep your eyes on the promise. Silence everywhere, please. Tonight is a night of legislation. We want to decide how things run on this campus from today. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tonight we want to tell Aiba how to behave. I believe there's enough power to cause shifts even in the entire state. And so we want to tell the state how to behave. Are you with me tonight? Now, I know that we're not all on the same page. And so that's the purpose of testimonies. Because the Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Some of you will be more encouraged when you hear what has happened in other places. And I'm telling you, there's far more power in this place. I can feel it tangibly than I have sensed in many places. Power is already available. We want to cause problems this night. I just pray that we are on the same page. Are there people here who are with me tonight? Keep your eyes on Jesus. Forget about the person talking to you. When you don't know the value of a thing, you won't see why we are making such sacrifices. We are fighting for the life of the territory. We are saying from now it will be easy for believers to pray. We are saying from now believers will no longer struggle with addictions. We can affect the territory so much that even those who are not Christians find it difficult to sin. Do John Wesley ministered somewhere, and 100 years after, they came to buy beer. And there was no beer. And he was wondering, how can there be no beer in this entire area? And they said, have you not heard that 100 years ago, 100 years ago, you think it was a sermon that man preached? Kai. The latter is greater. More terrible songs I hear under the sound of my voice. And so tonight, I just want you to believe that we don't gather for fun fair, that we can actually change things. Do you believe it tonight? Your answer is already showing that you are not getting what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Get ready, we are going to drink this night. We are going to drink. But more importantly tonight, we want to shake the foundations of this entire state. And I'm hoping somebody believes with me on this. I was telling some brethren in the morning that we had a time of fellowship like this in Uniben. And the power of God was so strong, like it is here right now. And we release sounds like we have. And we will still release sounds. And shifts began to take place on the campus in 24 hours. I'm going to ask for a sign, by the way. 24 hours after that meeting, a violent wind blew all over the campus. People had to run into the hostel. They've never seen that before. A wild wind blew all over the campus. And 5 ancient trees that have been there since the beginning of the institution were uprooted from the roots. Just some couple of weeks back, one of them was telling me that the 12 hours that they have started is now going to continue every day. 12 hours of praying in the spirit every single day, because something hit the campus. Are you following? Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are people under the sound of my voice who are not yet in, and I want to have mercy on them. Some of you are already hungry, you're already drunk, you have prayed your life out, you understand all this already. But it's not fair that we will leave the one and stick with the 99. Even God will leave 99 and go for one, yes or no? How much more when there are 30, when there are 40, when there are 60 people who are under the sound of my voice, who don't know left from right, who walked in here because somebody invited them, and they don't know that something is happening all over Nigeria that you should be part of. Are you following? Do you know that they are here? And they are hearing me right now. So tonight we want to implicate them and all those who are not even present here. I just want you to be intentional with every statement we are making. Are you ready? Because your yes I see sounding as if you are not getting what I'm saying. Are we ready? Lord Jesus, right now we surround this campus with chariots of fire. We surround this entire territory, I God, with chariots of fire. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll try and explain if we have time. We are done speaking in tongues now, alright? When I say speak in tongues, you speak in tongues. We are done with that. Are you following? We have made power available. I need you to be intentional. I've still seen faces who are not intentional. I need you to see the pictures we are painting. Are you following? Are you following? Close your eyes and see it. We surround this campus with chariots of fire. And we surround Ainga with chariots of fire. We surround the entire Kogi State with chariots of fire. And Lord, we are aware of who we are. Can you declare I'm a son of God? Can you please shout it? now declare it. Whatever I say comes to pass. I'm dangerous. Whatever I say comes to pass. I'm a son of God. Whatever I say comes to pass. I am a son of God. Whatever I say comes to pass. Together, decree this. We decree. We decree. All over this state. Prayer power. Can you shout it again? We decree. All over this state. Sons are rising. We decree. All over this state. Apostolic centers. Arising. We decree. All over this state. Let there be light. Shout it again. 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 Hallelujah. Pay attention. Let me tell you what is happening. I just saw a slaughter slab, a place where people are killed. Somebody help me. Is there a place like that? A place where people are killed. A place that is known for that. Is there a place like that? Answer me, please. There's a place like that. That is popularly known as a place where people know. Right? I just saw light hit that place now. Lord, we thank you because you are faithful. And testimonies are going to come. I'm seeing people running free because of what we just did now. What's the name of the place? Help me. What's the name of the place? Let's be more specific. What's the name of the place? It looks like you guys are not used to practicals. What's the name of the place? Help me. You said there's a place. A place that is popularly known for kidnapping, for ritual killing. That's what I'm saying. Are you raising your hand? What's the name? What's the name? Alright, so Yaba. Alright. So Yaba, right? Yaba. Yaba. Alright. So we'll just throw the light in Yaba. That's all. Are we ready? Declare it now. Yaba. Yaba. Let there be light.
Let there be light.
You know what? Give me the names of the local governments. Okene. Okene, let there be light.
Okene, let there be light.
Tekina, let there be light. Adavi, let there be light.
Let there be light.
Ajakuta, Ajakuta, let there be light. Okay? Let there be light.
Lokoja.
Lokoja, let there be light.
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 Ida,
Ida, let there be light.
Omala,
let there be light.
Omala, let there be light.
Let there be light.
Angba,
Angba, let there be light. See it as you are saying. Are you seeing it? Please, are you seeing it?
Kaba.
Kaba, let there be light.
Kaba, let there be light.
Let there be light.
Let there be light. Basta, look at
Basta, let there be light.
Basta, let there be light.
Ha, 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 ha. Hallelujah. Some families in Nigeria will not know how they suddenly broke free. Because I'm seeing a man that lightning just struck right now. Lightning just struck a man. Some families will not know how it happened. They didn't pray. They didn't fast. They didn't go for deliverance. They just suddenly broke free. Because strong men in all these territories are being judged this night. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Let there be light.
Okay.
Let there be light.
It will be local government.
Let there be light.
Egume.
Let there be light.
Of local government.
Oh fool, let there be light.
Let there be light.
Can you shout, Koki, let there be light.
Koki, let there be light.
All over this place, you know how you shout when NEPA comes. You know how you shout when they bring light. Go ahead, shout. Shout. Shout, 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 shout.
It's about to get hot in here. If you want to write, the topic is encounters. Before we go into it,
Are we ready? Are we ready? First Kings chapter 19, I believe. Verse 10. I want to advise every single worker. I want to remind you to be selfish about your life this night. Please. Make sure you don't tell your children that I was there. First Kings chapter 19. And I'm going to read from verse 10. Please pay attention. And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts. For the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, can we read from there? One, two, go. Even I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. This was a frustrated Elijah. He alone was standing against the darkness of his day. So we see that right from the days of Elijah, it was popular to find that God does not have many people who are standing on his side and opposing the darkness of their day. Are you following? At one point, God spoke and said, I sought for a man who will what? Stand in the gap. And he didn't find anyone. We are here on the platform of KSU Praise Peniel Group. Can we celebrate them quickly? Just celebrate those who have put this together. God bless you and reward you. Thank you, sir, for this wonderful privilege. It's reminding me so much of campus. And that's why tonight I want someone to start making quick progress. Because sometimes you don't know how dangerous you are. Pay attention, please. Elijah was the only one, and he felt discouraged. You find that from generation to generation, very few people take the burdens of God seriously. I didn't say they can't attend meetings. I didn't say they can't join the workforce. I didn't say they don't give their tithes and offerings. I didn't say they don't dress and go to church. But I said, from generation to generation, even up until the time of Jesus, he declared that the harvest is what? Plenteous. But the laborers are always what? Very few people always see the need to go the extra mile. And that's why I'm not moved by this crowd of people that are sitting down tonight. Because if this crowd of people were hungry for God, this campus would be too small. Yes or no? Answer me, yes or no? I didn't say you don't have messages on your laptop. I didn't say you don't have wonderful songs of wonderful minstrels. I didn't say you don't shout and disturb your roommates when you're speaking in tongues. But you cannot hide fire in your bosom and not be burnt. You can't drop Paul in this school and this school will last 1 month. Yes or no? Do we agree? Because it does not take too much time. As long as it's fire, it's just a matter of time. The entire campus will be affected by it. And so we have many people who don't even realize that what they have is a form of hunger. It's not hunger. Proof is that your hunger is driven by guest minister number one. Proof is that you need many incentives before you can make the sacrifice. In my final year in school, I realized a permanent lesson. All it takes for a move of God to take place is hunger. We did not have a guest minister. Heaven is my witness. When all the things that were happening. We didn't have piano, we didn't have cymbals and drum, we didn't have guitar. Sometimes I think about it and I say, what if we had these things? And the Holy Spirit will caution me and say, maybe you won't have had as much as you experienced. Because we don't realize many times that we are the ones distracting ourselves. And the most important factor is not yet present. And it's what? Hunger. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? For many of us who assume we have hunger, if I ask you, what exactly are you hungry for? Then you realize that we're not hungry for serious things. Some of us are hungry tonight to fall on the floor. See, this thing saddens the heart of our Father in heaven. Because it's the reason why time is counting and territories are not being taken. The purpose of every encounter is that the territory bows before the name of Jesus. Are you following? That's the reason why there are encounters. It's so that Jesus can be on the lips of men all around the place. Are you following? How can I leave a meeting like this and my roommate does not realize I had an encounter? I didn't say Ayimba. I know we just spoke to Kogi State. It's easy to speak to the state because you can't see them, right? You can even talk to Ayimba. Ayimba, bow in the name of Jesus. You can say it because you can't see them. You can even declare over the entire campus. The campus is changing in Jesus' name. That's not difficult. But your very roommate, only one person, the fire did not burn. Your very classmate, the fire did not affect. All the messages on the laptop did not influence. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because we don't even realize what hunger is. Jesus is waiting for us to be hungry, finally. These are some of the things that God began to correct in our hearts as we began to pray in the Spirit. Because one beautiful thing prayer will do is that it will refine the one who prays. There are so many beautiful reasons for prayer. There's no time. That's why I'm avoiding my notes. So I can be as sharp as possible. Tonight, some of you might not be able to walk out of this building. Alright? Don't worry. Don't say amen. Hallelujah. God is serious about feeling the hungry this night. But I want you to have a proper perspective. Are you following? My prayer life began the night we had 12 hours of praying the Holy Ghost on campus. At that time, you come to the chapel field and find nobody. You know how an entire territory is prayerless. And in fact, for us, there really was no need to pray. I didn't see the need. We didn't understand the purpose. And when you don't understand why, those who are spending that much time keep looking like aliens to you. You keep wondering, why exactly are they stressing themselves? And there are so many reasons to seek God that can keep you going. Number one, remember what I said? Yes, minister, right? There are sacrifices you can make just because of that. Yes or no? My brother was president of a fellowship, class form. I remember they used to give donuts, give sweets, give punch, give all manner of things. Share recharge card. Because there are so many reasons why people can come to church. Laborers need little or no incentive. And they will be there paying the price. My desire is that tonight there will be more laborers. Are you following? See, that's why I'm here tonight. That more people will put their lives at stake. More people will say, because I'm alive, people will call on the name of Jesus. Are you with me tonight? It's okay if you don't feel like you love Jesus. It's okay. We have all been there. At that time, even those of you who are seeking God, at that time you have felt like you don't love him anymore. Have you been there? At that time you feel as if you don't like praying again. So, we don't walk by feelings, alright? The saddest thing you can do to yourself this night is say you are not one of us. Because the way they are shouting their yes sir, is like they are in a different class. Are you following? And you don't feel like you are hungry. Relax. He's the one that gives hunger. Just calm down. Relax. There's one thing you don't do. Don't remove yourself by yourself. Let the Holy Spirit say you are not welcome. Don't by yourself say you are not welcome. Are you following? Because there's nobody that is hungry that won't be filled. See, it's a weakness of God. Take advantage of it. He can't say no to hunger. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You might feel like you hate him. In fact, it might be coming from somewhere that nobody here should hear about. Just relax. Maybe you are here. Maybe you are sitting down here. Tell your neighbor, relax. Because walking into this atmosphere already has implicated you and your children forever. It's one day you wake up at 3 a.m. and be crying and be wondering who beats you. And then you will know that the meeting you entered was not a joke. Your roommates scammed you when they invited you. They didn't know they were scamming you stuff. Because right now, your faces are being marked. And you must respond to the Holy Spirit. Now or later. That's my prayer for you. I was running for a long time until one day I was speaking in tongues and I began to interpret it to myself. And then I began to say, after you have run round and round and round and round, you will come back to the same spot and we'll start from where we stopped. And then I stopped and I said, who said that? Is it me? Am I the one running? He didn't even answer again. I just had sense all of a sudden. Okay. Finally, you will still come back. So why are you wasting time? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Some of you, why are you wasting time? No, why are you wasting time? You feel like this way is hard. Calm down. He will make you like it. All the people you are pitying, they are pitying you. Do you realize that? I look at Pastor Debo and I'm like, how do you skip food for 40 days? This man is suffering. He's looking at me and he's saying, how can you not be able to talk to a whole nation and to respond? This boy is suffering. You look at them and you say, kind, in a week, only once, that's eaten this week. God, this kind of Christianity. He look at you and he say, till next year, you now start praying for what will happen in 2019. You don't know anything before it happens. Everything is happening to you by happen chance. You are just normal, just regular. They can kill you. They want to kill you like chicken. Are you serious? Are you getting what I'm saying? The people you are pitying, they are pitying you. Before 12 hours began, I had a dream. This story is important to my life. It literally began
some of the things, or almost all the things that we're experiencing today. And I'm sharing it as a prophetic, you know, release into this territory. That all over the place, 12 hours will start looking like 12 minutes. That's what I'm saying. Listen to me. That's what I'm telling you. I speak to the spirits in this territory. Obey the voice of God. Remove your grip from the saints. Let them start seeing clearly. Let them start knowing why. Before this time, we have been praying 12 hours every month. I'm saying this because we are in, you know, a prayer meeting, as it were. And God has been using us. We have been seeing miracles happen, healings. And so when I had that dream, it was difficult for me to comprehend that my battery level was 20 over 100. I had just spoken in tongues 3 to 4 hours before sleeping and having the dream. So I didn't understand what God was trying to point at. Is it me that's 20? But when mercy reaches you, it will open your eyes to more. When you start seeing that you are inadequate, mercy has reached you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Mercy reached me that day. And I was surprised. 20 on my phone, 20 over 100. I was shocked. How can I be 20? I said, maybe the devil is trying to scare me. So I spoke back. I said, if you're trying to scare me, you can't scare me. If I see, I'll cast you out. Holy Spirit said, that's your battery level. So I could preach to the Holy Spirit if I wanted to, right? Like so many of us are doing. I can show him how I'm a new creature and I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I'm full of him. You should not confuse me. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because we have listened to plenty of messages by then. But I just humbly and quietly began to probe throughout the day. How is this possible? I don't understand. Explain to me. There's something you're trying to tell me. Please explain. I got to fellowship that night. I was vice president. You know, as ESCO, it's not likely you have sense. Because you are harder to penetrate. Are you aware? Are you aware? You are more conscious of your service than your knowing him. So there are things they really cannot get through to you. They have to get you through to somebody who is not as encumbered as you are. But thank God for the heart that God helped us to have. Ah, I can leave the post. Nah. It's administration. That's why it not grow. Are you serious? Are you wow? Is it not the growth that caused the ministration before? No. Don't be stupid now. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that day, go to fellowship. President was talking about battery level all of a sudden. He said it's not a coincidence. So he said he listened to a message by Benny Hinn, and that the Holy Spirit asked Benny Hinn, how long does it take to charge up your spiritual, your physical battery? And he said about 2.5 hours. Then the Holy Spirit asked him, how long do you think it will take to charge your spiritual battery? Then he does not know. He has to charge to find out. And so he started charging. In his bedroom, he was charging. Jude 20. Building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Spirit. Ephesians 5, 18 and 19. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but with you with the Holy Ghost. And it shows you how. Speak it to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart unto God. He began to do all that in his room until he was battery full. You know how long it took him? It took him 2 weeks. So when my president said that, the same way you're saying Jesus, me too, I shouted, Jesus, Jesus, Messiah, King of Glory, what is that?
I became bothered. I couldn't sit down in fellowship again. There's something is wrong somewhere. They're not telling us something. Something is wrong somewhere. Something is not adding up. How does a man sit down on his chair and charge for 2 weeks? What is he looking for? Maybe that's why the world knows him, and the world might never know him if I don't have sense. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because the same truth said, contend for the faith as it was once delivered unto us. That means something was given that kept falling and falling. I love what Pastor Mishak said today. Jesus started it. Do you remember? Jesus started it. And just what? We finish it. But no, I'm not that runner that will fall Jesus' hand. I'm not that one. No. No. Kai, by strength working in me, give me gap, I will pass you. Tell your neighbor that. You can't pass me. Announce your neighbor, I'm not very okay. I'm a wild person. I have a large appetite. See, you might not feel like it's true, but you say it until it's true. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because it's actually true. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Now tell your neighbor, I have a large appetite. If you see me eating, you will wonder. Even Jesus wonders. My appetite, my hunger can take this world. Do you believe it? Some of you are shy. You don't talk in public. But you know your neighbor is also shy. But your shy is less than his or her shy. That's the reason why the person's voice is louder than your own. From today, from this night, I spoil the gate. You will be praying endlessly. See, that's the secret to greatness. All my life, I was looking for shortcuts. I was looking for shortcuts too. And I can tell you that there are some very, very, you know, easy ways to make progress. Like standing on the shoulders of others. I can tell you some things now. But those who are wasting plenty of time, you don't need to waste plenty of time. There are things you can do, and you'll make quick progress. Someone just speaking to us for 12 straight hours, and he's looking at the face, he's not making progress. I can tell you what to do now. And you suddenly see that thing that has not happened since can happen now. It can happen this night. It's because of something you don't yet know. But I've come to announce to you that what they told us about prayer is a lie. Elijah knew this. And because he knew it, we keep referring to him in the Old Testament and calling programs after him, the God of Elijah. Because it makes so much sense. The New Testament is looking as if something is wrong with us. Because we have a territory full of people who have the Holy Ghost inside them. He didn't have the Holy Ghost inside him. In 24 hours, he turned Israel, millions of people, back to God. Are you getting what I'm saying? He didn't speak in tongues. He turned the entire Israel back to God in 24 hours. I'm speaking in tongues. And I'm inside the school for 1 year, 2 years. 3 years, 4 years. Some people have been 5 years, 6 years, 7, 8 years. If they multiply times 10, still nothing will show that you pass through. Yet we don't realize that we are going to stand with these like men. How is your record going to be like? Like, don't you think about the day you stand before you? What will you say? How will you say it? That he gave you 24 hours a day for 40 years. 60 years, 80 years, and somebody has lived 33 years, and they said if we are going to write a book about the life he lived, if the old world cannot contain it, Are you following? Do you see how each day was counting? So one day of Jesus is like 1 month for some people here. What you accomplished in 1 year was doing it in 1 week. Because of what? Prayer power. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So that night I got back to my room and I was crying. I said, something is wrong somewhere. You're not telling us something. Something is wrong somewhere. All of a sudden the Holy Spirit began to show me, because he's there. The problem is, if your eyes are veiled, they'll be saying it, you won't hear it. That's why we pray this much, because you can say something and they're not hearing it. Even when they're shouting yes, they are still not hearing. Proof is that you don't do anything with it after now. Like I said, you have the Holy Ghost. The sick can be healed. You shout yes, amen, right? You will pass by a sick person and do nothing. Because he didn't think that I have the Holy Ghost. Veils are serious. When a veil is on a person's eyes, the person can be preaching to Jesus about Jesus. Ask the disciples on their way to Emmaus. They were gisting Jesus. Do you know Jesus? Last weekend, are you the only one here? You don't know? This guy, he did miracles. He died. Just this weekend. Are you in this area? You don't know about him. And Jesus was listening to them about himself. Veils are very serious. Until the veil was removed, they didn't realize that they have been talking to who? Jesus. That's why somebody's laptop can be full. I keep saying this. Someone's laptop can be full of messages and the person is still not making progress. You're just adding knowledge upon knowledge. Nothing is becoming flesh. You can't cheat the system. He has been telling you one thing to do since 2016. You have not done it. You are listening to messages. Don't do this to your life. He said, shut down, fast, pray. You didn't answer him. You are collecting more messages with gender. Be collecting. You can't cheat the system. The person you are listening to has died. He died to say those things. You don't listen to it and it becomes flesh because you listen to it. You must die the death the person died. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And that night, all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost began to remind me of books I've read and messages I've listened to. I love the Holy Spirit. Do you love him? Do you love him? Come on, can you shout, I love you, Holy Spirit. Oh God. Can you shout it like you are in love? Is our hope. Is our hope. Is our hope. Oh. There's nothing you can't reach in Christ. With the Holy Ghost, he will help you. He's a helper. That night, he began to show me and he spotlighted those things. He reminded me of Bishop Oyedepo when he said in a message, and I wanted to pray in the Holy Ghost and charge up my battery briefly. And I began to pray in the Holy Ghost for Monday morning. And I began, and by Wednesday night, my body was generating supernatural heat. I had to cool off on the floor to calm the heat down. And I went on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And on my Sunday morning, they invited me for a picnic. I went for the picnic. And they asked me, Papa, please bless the food. And that was a mistake. Because once I said, Father, the power of God broke out. And they all began to pray in tongues. The food wasted. Hallelujah. Is he your father? Is he your father? Can you say, he's my father? Unless you are a bastard. If your daddy prays like that, you should pray double, yes or no? And so I marked it down 7 days. And I remember Pastor Deboe too said something. You know, when the Holy Spirit wants you to have sense, he'll be bringing everything to you. I've listened to this thing since, so does not mean I had sense. So, see, there are meetings that alter people's lives. Another person will say, but I was there. I was even the one that was standing. I took his Bible after the meeting itself. Are you serious? You are the one. This thing happened to you, like in that meeting. Your whole life changed like this from that meeting. I was there and I was behind the mic itself. Are you getting what I'm saying? You can't think, see, if you don't have sense, it doesn't matter how beautiful the meeting is. Declare after me, I have sense. Let me explain so you don't feel insulted. Some of you are saying, how can you say I don't have sense? We are just speaking modern day English. When Paul said that the eyes of my understanding will be enlightened, all he's trying to say is that I will have what? Sense. The problem is that it's in King James. That's why you're not seeing that prayer seriously. Because until a man has sense, riches will be waiting for the person to experience. He will not experience. That night, I remember the statement of Pastor Yadebui. All the while, I used to think that when he says he's charging his battery, he means 5 days, 7 days, you know. So I was like, one day now, I'll beat this record. Because the Bible says, follow them who through faith and what? Patience, obtain the promise. So if I'm not doing like them, then I don't expect to get their results. Yes or no? Follow their sacrifice. It's simple. And that day, I remembered how he said he was learning how to control the charges. He was learning how to control the charges. And when he did not know how to control the release of the charges, you know what charges are? If you don't know, don't join everybody to say yes. That's how we used to do in secondary school until we fail exam. We shout yes throughout the semester until they give us the exam. Yes, yes. In 24 will not give us what? Just cross it with everybody until it's exam day. Then you are alone. Hallelujah. Do I explain? Now, charges is the power of God. Tangible power. Luke chapter 8. Give us quickly. From verse 45, 46. Charges is tangible. That's what we're about to drink now. It's tangible. Some of you are already drinking it. It's tangible. It's very tangible. Now, Jesus said, who touched me? When they all denied, Peter and they that were doing with him said, Master, the multitude are what? Are what? And what? The multitude thronged thee and pressed thee and said, thou who touched me. Then the next verse. It says, Jesus said, somebody had touched me for I what? Virtue has gone out of me. Virtue, power, charges, life. We're talking about the same thing. It's tangible. That's the thing that heals the sick. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It's like electricity. And you sense it in different ways. It wasn't sit on this place. It's already sitting. How many of you understand what I'm saying? How many of you can sense it already? How many of you can feel it tangibly? It's sitting. When it's time, we'll open the gate. And it's going to flood your temples until your eye opens and you become a seer overnight. Ah, who is hungry here this night? You have been hearing it, but you want to see this night. Some of you want to hear audibly, right? You don't want long story again, audibly. You're ready to obey instructions, right? Yes or no? I hope you don't mind. One day you are sleeping, all of a sudden you wake up and you can't move your body. You don't mind, Abby? You don't mind? See, some people are not smiling now. You don't mind, you are inside car, your body is shaking. That's if it's embarrassing you now, and you are a big girl. You're supposed to be forming for the fine boys, and the thing is shaking in the shop. They are thinking you are epileptic. You don't mind, Abby? You don't send, Abby? You don't mind, you are in class, sitting down. People around you, they can no longer sit beside you. They are not avoiding you. They are not avoiding you because
Your case is becoming very, 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 very critical. You can't sit down beside this girl and not also be affected by it. Is there anybody who likes that kind of thing? You don't mind that people are screaming in the hostel when they are diabolical. Once they see your eyes, problem. So people start avoiding, people start changing room. They don't want to stay in this lodge again. Because if you can see this girl's eyes, the wind will spoil. You don't mind if your room is permanently cold. Outside is hot, your room is permanently cold. You don't mind, Abby? One guy told me that every time rain is always falling inside his room. He lying down on the bed, dew will be falling on him. Tangibly. Oil will be flowing on the floor. Things that you can't. So people are looking at me. They are looking at me. I'm wondering if I should continue. You don't mind you are praying the spirit. All of a sudden, you find yourself standing in another part of the world. Physically. You don't mind, Abby? You don't mind that you open your bag and you find money you did not put there inside. You don't mind. These things are sounding strange to some people. I understand. Me too, I didn't have sense before. When I started praying, I started having sense. Things were happening without me believing for it. I will open my bag, see 85. Open my bag, see 11,000. Open my bag, see 20,000. I didn't complain because money is not a bad thing. Are you getting what I'm saying? So you don't have to shout amen. But for many of you who believe, encounters are coming your way. This is important because it encourages us. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It encourages us. I can't stop because it's sweet. You don't know what next tomorrow morning again. Hallelujah. Settle down, settle down. Some of you are on the same page. Pity those who are not, please. Settle down. Settle down. That night I began to remember that Pastor Debo used to talk about release and discharge, and I didn't quite understand. And he said he went to greet an elderly couple, and the couple came to hug him. He had just finished charging his battery over some days. And as they hugged him, the man fell under the power. The woman came, she didn't see the husband, hugged him, fell on top of the husband. So he waited for 40 minutes for them to recover. He said that time he didn't know how to control the release. I said, control release, control. So it's control release. I don't know they used to control something. You know why it's not public knowledge? Because fullness is not public experience yet. You control what is overflowing, yes or no? You control what is out of control, yes or no? If it's not out of control, do you need to learn to control? That's the reason why many people here don't are hearing for the first time. You have never needed to control it. So I became bothered. How come I don't need control? How come I'm not trying to control anything? It has never gone out of control. So it can become a problem that you must learn the mechanism of holding back. I used to wonder, how does he lay hands on 2,000 people when it comes to minister to us in UI? 2,000 people and nobody will fall down. Nobody will shake, nobody will scream. Even I want boys here. I'm sure you know that if you lay hands on some people here, they will never remain the same again. So how does Baba lay hands on people you are sure have issue? Like they are loaded, they are many. Because he doesn't want drama, he leaves it to your faith to collect what you want. No scatter, scatter, break chair, all that, not that. Doesn't need all that. One day he came to minister and he said, some of you think we cannot do like this. And do like this, and every he laughed. I said, yeah. A
Because he's a man that is not public knowledge, but I'll say it. A very dear woman of God, who is late now, who just died recently, was telling me, her husband is, those of you who are redeemed members, her husband is the one who calls him up. I won't mention the name. He went to call him one day, and he was in his prayer room. Kananatame kidi duga. And he was beginning to smell cigarettes, smoke. He saw smoke coming out of the door. See, Baba does not smoke cigarettes. By the time he opened the door, the room was full of smoke. And he would come out and be talking normally.
The Lord is going to turn your life around tonight.
Amen. You don't know that he's interacting with terrible beings by reason of that manner of God engagement. Where does it start from to explain the experiences? You won't believe it, even you that you are enlightened. Trust me, people don't sit on those thrones without knowing and interacting with things. It's impossible. It's impossible. You can't sit on that chair and not have seen things and eating things. That day I began to remember that he said he now, when he was in his 50s, began to learn how to control the charges, but he didn't know how to control the amount released. I said, control amount again? So you can measure it again? He said he was in his office and then the Lord told him, three people are coming to tempt you. Three people are coming to tempt you. Just pay attention. And the first one is going to wear this, the second one will wear this, the third one will wear this. They will come at this time. God had already given him all the intel. And the first lady came in. Daddy, I want to see you. Listen, I don't know how they do it. Some sisters here can teach us. She came in to try and tempt. But instead of maybe taking time, she just rushed at him. He wasn't expecting her to rush from the door. She rushed at him. You know, maybe it was that handsome that time. I don't know. I can't explain. But she charged at him from the door. No, she didn't give him time. So he had to quickly defend himself. And he said, I released a few charges on her. See, you won't understand that armed robbers are actually disadvantaged robbing you. You don't understand yet. That you should be the one pitying them and telling the guy, young man, I understand. How much do you need? Alright? This economy, I understand. It's driving you wild. It's okay. It's okay. And the guy will be shouting, who do you think I'm talking to? Hey, am I your mate? I can shoot you now. He said, calm down, calm down. Think about your parents. You don't want them to lose their child this night. Just relax, all right? Because this sheep is also a lion. Calm down. Calm down. You think Paul was a gentleman? They beat him more. They beat him. Then one day, he just helped somebody to be blind. Just a few seasons. Just a season. Don't be blind for it. Just a season. Briefly. Don't be blind. Small. So you mean that thing was in his mouth? And they were flogging him 39 times, once, twice, beating him, stoning him. So he can just say, all of you, your job blindness, be going like that. So the things he suffered, it's not because he didn't have ability. Are you following? Someone that come and say, give me your laptop, give me your phone. Is it persecuting you for Jesus Christ's sake? Don't be a fool. Is that why it's for Jesus, Abi? So you are a Christian, turn the other cheek, give him, tell my tech is in the room too. Collect. I'm a Christian, we don't used to. Carry your child, rape. So it's all for Christ. It's all for Christ. The power of God is a defense. It's power for a reason. It's power. You can preserve lives via the power of God. Are you following? Don't wait till the day of adversity and find out that you had capacity but were not conscious of it. There's no time I would have shared many, many, many testimonies. God is real, though. God is real. Even from people that are good, I've had people tell me that I wanted to come and check on you, and two angels stood. And I was afraid, like, Alpha, I want to come and greet this person. And I said, hey, where did they stand? He said, by the door. Me, myself, I was not conscious. I was afraid, hey, they are at this door now. He said, they are at the door. So they were holding two big swords, and they wanted to attack me. Mommy, why? All night, my mind was renewed. I said, so they are following me now. You know why I was saying that? Because of what? Encounter. Encounter washes your brain. Makes you conscious of your present reality. And makes your experience consistent. Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, the fear you have, if you just see the angels behind you, you'll not be afraid again. Sure, you know. Are you aware? All this story I'm telling, if you just see the ones that are standing behind you now, you'll be trekking the night. You will like night journeys. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because all they need for activation is a statement. But we speak in tongues, loud, shout, scream, but we still don't believe anything divine. So they can speak it and they'll slap you. Shut up, keep quiet, I'll blow your head off. Jesus. Are you speaking into the arm robber? Are you speaking? What exactly is the essence of the tongues at that point? Open your mouth and speak. And say, that bullet cannot harm me. Fire. And that day, he released a few charges on her. The power of God flung her to the side. She was hospitalized for 2 weeks before she died. So when he said that, I said, Holy Spirit, you explain. You explain to me what charges is. That scripture shows us that it is the power of God, tangible. It fries sicknesses. There's an evangelist in the house, and God is activating that person right now. Close your eyes, everyone. Don't pray in tongues, close your eyes. It will be very, very violent. A loud cry is going to announce that person. By the count of three, angels activate that person. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, Father. I still feel that finger burning. Leave her there. Let's not be distracted. Just drop her, please. Now, that night, what am I saying? Help me. Come. Lord Jesus, help us, Holy Spirit, help us. Peace in the name of Jesus. Now listen carefully. That day he went on to say that he was charging his battery over some days. And on the 21st day of the charge. So I paused. I said, 21st what? Are you telling me that you were in one place for 21 days charging? Eventually I realized that it usually lasts 40 days. You know the sad part? God has helped us with prayer. But the sad part is that it's with fasting. Marathon fast. Lying down on the floor in his office. That's not a generator, that's a power plant. That's the reason you can stand and lift up your hands and say, before the sun rises. And for thousands of people, shift takes place in their life. My desire is that in my generation, there will be at least 400,000 Pastor Adeboyes, 350,000 Bishop Oyedepos. Are you getting what I'm saying? So we will know that Nigeria is free of every single spirit you can imagine. Only Holy Ghost. We have washed all the campuses from primary school to tertiary schools. Everywhere churches. Everybody is hungry. Everybody is serious. Are you getting what I'm saying? You come to a state and you can't find this sickness because they have wiped it out. Somebody just took it as his mission. I want to remove cancer from Kogi State. God began to speak to me earlier this year. Do something called ICU. Insanity cleanup. You charge and you remove madmen from the state. Just wipe them out. All of them, they can start a madman church. Maybe after you have healed all of them, you now start a church specially for them. The thought was dropping. I was saying, am I sure I'm okay? Lawrence, calm down. No. This is your weariness. Get you another class. So calm down. People don't used to think like this. But that's what happens as you pray in the Holy Ghost. You start touching frequencies normal people are not touching again. When you talk, they will think you're not okay. Then you are okay. Because the first people that began to talk in tongues, that's what they say. These men are what? They are drunk. What's drunk about the way you behave? What's drunk about your language, the things you say? What's drunk about it? What's drunk about your desires? Is somebody hearing what I'm saying tonight? It's painful to see that many young people are not on fire. Why? Why are you waiting? How did Jesus offend you? Is it his death that offended you? He died, rose again, suffered for you to be not on fire. What will it cost a person in this place? Look at how many we are. What will it cost a person to just stop when you see the lame person? What will it cost you to just stop? Even if I fail, let me fail. Let me know I failed. Are you getting what I'm saying? Not that nobody tried. But when they say, let's go and pray in tongues, you are ready again. Oh yeah, this person is blind. Are you seeing that we're not journeying in the prayer? Are you getting what I'm saying? Because there are many easy ways out. Stepping out is very important if we are going to take this land. We must dare the impossible. The next time the lecturer threatens you, you tell him it is not possible. Let me tell you, you're talking to me like that. He says, sir, respectfully, sir, it's either your job goes for it or you don't do this thing you are planned to do, sir. He said, nobody in this class can pass, sir. I'm sorry. I will pass it with distinction. When you say things like that, you put your angels on Allah. They start gingering. Correct. Finally. When I think about the angels of people, I used to feel sad. Some people say angels here, they have not moved for the past 5 years. They've not done anything. When we are in meetings like this, what do you think they are saying? I don't know, but I suspect One is asking the other one, how is it with your guy? He said, you can't imagine. 10 years, no instruction, nothing. Look at my leg, nothing. I'm not gone anywhere. God will just help us. I don't know why they give us this kind of person. He said, how far your own guy? He said, my guy, he didn't make sense. Today 10 hours, tomorrow 12 hours. All over the world have been moving, generating resources for him. His future is already lined up. In fact, they're adding more to us because his ranks are increasing by next week. Pray in the spirit for 2 minutes. Fiery wine, they have never drank bunny wine, no. This kind of drink, we burn it from inside out. Fiery wine, I want to drink bunny wine, no. This is the kind of drink, and we burn it your inside out. I chant them up. I chant them up. We are hungry to drink a bowl of fire. I chant them up. I chant them up. Somebody is serious. You want to drink your fire. Hallelujah. 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 Have your seats. Have your seats. Have your seats. The time is drawing near now. Now, God will really have to help us. Silence, silence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Silence now. I don't know how we would go about it. These chairs don't look strong. Please settle down. Settle down. When you go to a beer joint, you don't stand and drink. You relax. It's understanding. Once you understand, you know it has nothing to do with your posture, the loudness of your tongues, and so on and so forth.
Please listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. I want to explain how. Please listen carefully. Don't write. Don't speak in tongues. Please listen. As we begin to drink, many things will start happening now. Don't pray in tongues. Listen. Many of you's eyes will be open right now at the same time to see. Once the power hits this building, your expectation is going to determine the results. Some of you will see your entire future play out before you. Some of you will be taken into the future. You will see your children, four of them. I'm seeing four boys. Someone's about to see that vision. You will see your children, see their names. Some of you will see your spouse's name. You will see the person, life, now. God will take you into the future and show you things as they will play out. The ministry will start, when what will start, when what will stop. Literally, God is going to open the eyes of people all over this place right now. More importantly, some of you will see the Lord Jesus standing before you. Some of you, he will give you food to eat, like he gave Babalola, and he became a prayer machine. Story goes that he broke bread into two and gave one to Apostle Babalola and said the rest of the world will share the other part. And I'm sure you know, it was not just him. He was talking about the CAC. They call it the Aladura movement. Prayer power. One of the babas who is still alive. Thank God I was blessed to meet him this year. They call him the angel of CAC. He fasted for 17 years. 2 months. 17 years. Sorry, the bread was the yam, but the bread was for fasting, not prayer. It was for fasting. He fasted for 17 years and 2 months, breaking with garri and coconut every day. He is the one who looked at me and said, this year, you have a lot of influence with youths. It was not up to 2 months. I could not explain how everything I was doing was spreading. I don't know if you are hearing what I'm saying. Not all of you will hear it, but some of you are hearing it. Tonight, I am desirous that you come into some things that God has mercifully given. Minstrels, get ready. You will be hearing the sounds audibly tonight. Some of you will be energized to play the instrument in 24 hours. You just pick it up and just know it. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing results of people who have been saying, Lord, I don't deserve this. This was not correct. And you have been praying. I just saw his result flip. And by tomorrow morning, if you have a portal, check. Because the result is about to change now. Just pay attention. Now, you might begin to feel unusual heat running through your body. It's normal. You feel like you are cold. It's normal. That's virtue. That's charges. You're feeling like electricity is running through your body is shocking in different parts. That's normal. All right? Just hold it in. You might begin to feel like some parts of your body are becoming numb, like you can't move them. It's normal. You might begin to feel like when you close your eyes, you're seeing lights. Those are movements of angels. The reason why they're that fast is because of the noise in your soul. As you pay attention, they won't be as fast as they're moving. You will see that angel is actually standing still. Some of you begin to notice like liquid is being poured on you. Some of you already are feeling like you are tasting something. Like you are tasting something. Like water. Or like something is in your throat. Physically, like you can feel it tangibly. Some of you might begin to feel as if your chest is tight, like you are choking. It's that same glory atmosphere. I'm saying it so you don't feel like something weird is going on in your body. It's nothing strange. The best of us seated here don't even know what encounter is. I'm telling you. Encounter at the school we know you had after that night. This is just introduction. For some of you, I begin to notice that like a strong fragrance or perfume, you're smelling it. Some of you are already experiencing it. I'm just announcing that it's normal. You have 5 senses too in the spirit. You can feel, you can touch, you can taste, you can smell, you can hear, you can see. Are you following? Whether you knew it or not, just relax. It's one day somebody will know something. The first day I experienced by location, me too, I was afraid. I went to confront from a woman of God who was a mother in the faith in my territory. She's still a mother in the faith. She's still alive. And I told her what happened to me, that I was lying down, I was soaking. And that I began to feel like a weight on my body. I couldn't move my body again. And I was wondering what was happening. Holy Spirit, is this you? And he said, be still. I saw myself taken in a red wild wind. By the time I got to the white light, I was standing in another nation on the earth. Wales, to be specific. To cut the long story short, when I told her, she said, my son, the only translation that will happen is when Jesus comes from earth to heaven. And then she prayed for me to bind the spirit of translation. I was afraid too, and I said, evil spirit. When I got out of the church, I became annoyed with the Holy Ghost. How can I be sincerely walking with you? Hungry for you. It's not as if I'm even chasing these things. I'm seeking you, loving on you, expecting everything that you have for me in Christ Jesus. How can you allow me to enter here? I've not even started. The Holy Spirit sternly asked me a question and said, do you want it or not? I knew that day if I said no, till today I'll be begging for you to come back. Some of you are trying to break doors you locked by criticism. Till now, it has not opened. Because you spoke against somebody who has embodied that realm. By mercy, it will open this night. The secret to encounters is simple, be intentional. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, 2012, the Holy Spirit showed me this. The results are left to God. You be intentional. Anything can happen. I've seen people write in tongues. Sign language. I could not explain. That's not my business. Just have an encounter. Know that there is something more than this place. Because it keeps you coming for more. Yes or no? Look through scriptures. That's why they press. Because he is real. You might not agree that somewhere inside you doubt it. But check your response when you leave the door. Everything ends inside church. Yes or no? You don't talk about him in the car. Yet you are shouting inside the hall. Because it's just a drama we are acting. He's not yet real. Don't wait until you get a job, until you marry, and then realize that Jesus meant nothing to you. You are just doing it because as it's where you were jobless. Now that you have plenty things on your hands now, you know, that time you didn't know too much, you were a child. No. It will only get better. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Two keys there. Number one, believe that he's a real person right here and now. Number two, believe that every time you seek him like a real person, something comes out from him to you. The Bible says, Jesus stopped and said, somebody touched me. How do you know they touched him? Because power did what? Went out to him. If power doesn't lead Jesus, he didn't touch him. Peter said, they are thronging you and pressing you. He's not talking about that one. Everybody can be speaking in tongues. Only two people are touching him. 5,000 people can be having quiet time in the morning. Only 16 people are receiving charges, power. Proof of that is that you stand up and you hate sin more than before the prayer. You love righteousness. Are you following? Proof that you are charged is that you can do more. When your battery is low, there are things that you can't do. So calculate. If you have not been able to do this since for the past 2 years and you have been praying since, then that means you have not been charging since. Because proof that you are charged is that you can do more than you could not do before. Yes or no? Don't wait for many years and realize what I said was true. Please don't wait for many years. I don't like to waste time. I don't like wasting time. I don't believe I have to be 35, 40 before I have sense. I can know how this thing works now. It's 2020 now. This is 6 years. I have never had a meeting that there was no power. I'm telling you, there is a way that you can know how to do it. It does not happen mistakenly. If I slap you, you will feel pain. Yes or no? It's not a prayer point. Don't say amen, amen, I'll feel pain. No. If you doubt it, let me slap you. You can know the person will stand up. You can know. Because it's tangible. The person can feel it run through his body. I demonstrated it with children. I called a young boy, 7-year-old. I laid hands on him. I asked him to lay hands on 4 adults. He laid hands on the 4 of them. The power of God hit the 4 of them. All the adults shot out there. Ah, they were shocked. Because as I was saying, they were not believing, but they were saying, yes, amen, glory, amen. Children can have the power of God, amen, hallelujah, amen. You know, it's church, religion. We have gotten used to the language. When they saw it, they shouted, ah! I didn't know something sank inside the small boy. He went to his school. He was telling me Sunday, Pastor Lawrence, I put fire on my friend in school. I said, you did what? He said, I put fire on my friend in school. Ah-ah. You're telling me boldly. How can you put fire on your friend? He said, you say we should put fire on our friend when we get to school. Ah-ah. Me. Then I said, oh. Is it Holy Ghost fire? He said, yes.
Oh, yeah, this me, what happened?
This boy is 7 years old. At the time, he was six. He said he called his friend, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, have fire out. Emmanuel said, show me. He said, follow me. Took him to the corner, laid hands on Emmanuel. Emmanuel began to scream for his life. Fire, fire was burning. Teachers came to rescue Emmanuel.
Now, is that the boy that you'll be telling when you get to school, be careful of peer pressure? Is he not a peer pressure himself? Just 5 weeks ago, he was telling me in church, Pastor Lawrence, some of my friends are proving stubborn. How do I get people who are stubborn filled with the Holy Ghost?
I was just confused. This boy is 7 years old. I know 14-year-olds who don't have sense. I know 24-year-olds, some of them are no sense.
Just by impartation, his mind became enlightened.
I don't want to talk too much story today.
But as you press, things begin to happen. Are you following?
One girl, 18 years old, left the retreat, went for break. I'm going to come back after the break. As she entered the vehicle, a woman who was backing twins, one at the front, one at the back, and the one at the front was crying, you know. So she said, let me help you carry that one. So she gave, you know, the second twin to this girl, all the teenagers. And as she carried the baby stopped crying and slept off. Looked at her eyes like this and slept off. She didn't know what happened. She got to her bus stop, handed over the baby to the woman and came down. The woman too came down. That was not a bus stop. Those of you know who Ibadan. She was going to stop at UI. The woman was actually heading to Ojo to enter Moto to Oyo. She came down and said, who are you? She said, my name is this. I'm a girl. Who am I again? Like, who am I? Say, who are you? Says, ma, what did I do to you, ma? Say, you didn't do anything. Who are you? I want to know who you are. Who are you? Say, I'm a Christian. I'm a girl. My name is this. I don't want to call her name. And then the woman said, this baby you just carried. I'm coming from UCH, the teaching hospital. Doctors have given up on the baby. You know why the baby is crying? Because for 2 weeks, the baby has not slept. Baby looks at you and sleeps off. Can you tell me who you are? The girl was saying, I didn't do anything to your baby. She didn't even know something has happened. See, when you are prayerful, you have more results mistakenly than people are having purposely. All the things you are saying, it will happen, it will happen. It will start happening this night if you can decide. Jesus will not look for a man when I'm in KSU. Why is this hurting? Am I lost? Why is he looking for a man when I'm here? You are searching for a man. You found in my day, my time is a lie. Not just one man. Because of me, you find many men. That was my announcement to Jesus. I told you that night, after I put everything together and saw that, it looks like we have to pray. So, May 13, 2013, we gathered for the first 12 hours. That's what started out my prayer life permanently, the gates spoil. That night, as we're praying in tongues, I was sitting down in one of the gutters, and I heard the voice of Jesus say, thank you. I said, thank me. I thought he was whining me. So I quickly started saying, Lord, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. I adore you. I bless you. You know, all the religious thing again. He said, no, Lawrence, thank you. Jesus is humble, Lord. I could not understand. Take me. What have I done? Say, Lord, everything I do, you strengthen me to do it. Lord, you are the King of glory. I began to worship. He said, no, thank you. So I calmed down. I said, thank me for what? For what? What have I done? Prayer is for my own good now. I be now. What have I done exactly? What have I done? He pointed at 55 people that gathered because I said they should come. Praying on chapel ground, 55 of them. And he said, thank you for this. I began to cry. I cried. I said, is this how much you want people to pray? So you are so grateful for 55 people. That day I swear. The entire church will pray. That's where my problem started though. I said 55 people. And you are happy like this. What will not happen when 1 million people are praying 12 hours every night? In camps all over Nigeria. People make up their minds that they are going to give towards that cause. That all the money I'm making is to ensure that people who are praying don't have problems. And they generate millions of naira. Hundreds of millions. And people are in camps in different nations. Different states of the federation. And they are tonguing like the woman in Luke chapter 2. The Bible says she served the Lord with fasting and prayer for 64 years. She didn't leave the temple, sir. She didn't leave the temple for 64 years. The faith as it was once delivered unto us. Say that now. You think she's wasting her life? Yes or no? But she put that hand on Jesus. Yes or no? No wonder Jesus, at the age of 12, had sense. You would think it just happened because he was God. It's a lie. You can't pray for 64 years. Fasting and pray for 64 years. Anybody you put that hand on must have sense. You are swear for them to have sense forever. At age 12, he was not doing like his age mates. Do you understand now? But where are the people who will charge like that? Where are the people who will charge like that? Declare after me, Jesus finds me this night. Look at him and say, you find me tonight. Now, I want you to get ready now. Sit well. Fiery wine, burning wine, what kind of drink is the bowl? Burning wine, I chant them open, I'm ready. Well of fire. Pay attention. I want you to look at the face of Jesus and tell him this. No distractions at this time. And tell him, Lord, don't take it easy with me. Don't speak in tongues. Say it in your understanding. Tell him, Lord. I didn't say repeat after me. Tell him. Say it in your own language. Look at him and say, don't do it small this night. Don't answer me when I say stop. For the sake of my children, for the sake of lost time, for the sake of past foolishness, please, don't do it small. You saw how he came at Paul. He saw so much light, he went blind for 3 days. But it paid off because we are still reading his letter still today. Lord, don't do me small. Push me to the risky and be violent with me this night. Open my eyes. Let me see. Let me hear. Don't answer me if I'm begging you. Don't stop, Jesus. Don't stop.
silence now. Pay attention. Here lies the key. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Get ready. I was in a conference and I saw some children playing. I gathered them together and I asked them a question. I said, "Where is Jesus?" And they all said, "Jesus is here now." Everyone here will give the same answer, right? He's here now. And then I began to ask them one by one. I said, "What will you do if you see Jesus now?" And the first one said, "I'll be very happy." You could see that the response was different from "he's here now." All of a sudden, the small child could relate with what it would be like to encounter the one he has already said is here now. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's when we grow up that we now become big boys and we cover things up. There's a child inside you who has been disappointed so many times from meeting to meeting that you are already prepared for a no. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are already prepared, insulated for a no. If not, how come you leave the hall without an encounter? And you don't mind going to eat and sleep tonight again? Because you don't mind if it doesn't happen. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's the truth. We actually don't mind. We are not desperate enough. We are not angry. I got a testimony this afternoon, a meeting I held last week. A meeting, a lady came with a lump. She was already built for surgery. And she cried her heart out and said, "Lord Jesus, if you can heal, heal me now." Went for a test the next day. The doctor could not understand how he is the one that wrote this thing. And the thing has disappeared. Because there is a cry, there's a response that causes an immediate shift. There are people under the sound of my voice. The way you are praying is as if you don't realize that your family depends on it. Your future, the cycle not repeating itself in your life, depends on it. And that you can't afford to act drama with your life. That day, I asked the second boy, "What will you do if you see Jesus now?" And the second boy responded and said, I will lie down. I'll hold his feet. I'll not let him go. My heart broke. I said, "God, look at children that have been longing to meet this Jesus that they have been talking about every Sunday school." I asked the third guy, "What will you do?" He said, "I will hug him. I'll not let him go." Happy. I said, Kai. One boy was disturbing while I was talking. So I cautioned him. I said, "You stop. You, what will you do if you see Jesus now?" And you won't believe his answer. He said, "I'll be serious." It touched me. I said, "Wow. So you know." That day I realized everybody knows why it has not happened. Don't blame me, God. It's a lie. The Bible says it clearly. You seek me, you find me when you seek me with the whole of your heart. Don't lie. There is nobody he turns away. It is his weakness. Yes. He can't say no to you. You are his child. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Is hunger that is the difference. And if you are forgetting what hunger is, that's why I'm saying all these ones. Because there are things you can't do when you're serious. Even you know that in the presence of a president, you won't check your phone to confirm who texted you. Because everybody's irrelevant in his presence. Yes or no? So if you have forgotten, I'm reminding you, that's the reason why encounters don't take place. Because 247, we are acting like we don't know he's there. And that day, I asked them the next question. And I'm asking you now. I said, "You said Jesus is here." They said, "Yes." And now you said you'll be happy if you see him. Why are you not happy? Why are you not lying down? He said he's here. He said right now, he's standing here now. Why are you not lying down and worshiping me? Why are you not so excited? So you actually do, are you getting what I'm saying? Because that's what faith is. It responds exactly like it is. That day, I can't begin to tell you what happened to those children. That's when children ministry began for me. One of them was bilocated to Japan and raised 9 dead bodies up. See, let's just leave children. Children matter. Their faith is scary. You'll be saying it, you'll be afraid because it's happening. And you can't believe it that said it will happen, you're afraid. Because it's actually happening. They believe. Because they responded like he is. I ask you a question. If 3 a.m. tomorrow morning, somebody taps you on your leg like they tap one of the teenagers in church, and you open your eyes and see him sitting on your bed, looking at your face, and he calls your name. He laughs, calls your name again. Say, I love you. What will you do? Are you seeing the child coming out now? The child that will not form, that will form in church, but will not form at that time. You will cry with kata from your nose, loving. Yeah, Jesus, take me. Go. You getting what I'm saying? You can't even begin to imagine your response. Some of you will just scream and run out of the room. It happened to me. I was shouting for weeks. Jesus, come in your strength, come in your power, come. Speak in tongues, sing in tongues, everything. Finally, lying down on my bed, listening to a song by Michael W. Smith. I think he's the one. I'm deep in love with you, Abba Father. I'm deep in love with you, Lord. And that day, I knew he was the, oh my God. That knowing, that's another thing that will happen to many of you. You will just know like you're not alone. And that fear rushes through you. How many of you have experienced it? Rushes through you and you just stop. I'm not praying again. Ha, ha, ha. Come on. You just said you have a large appetite. That night, I was afraid because I felt it was lying down behind me. I felt it wanted to touch my shoulder. I jumped up and on the light. I said, Jesus, please. Stop, please. Please. The Bible says I stand on the door and knock. Please, at least, just do a small for prepare me. Let me prepare my mind. Just appear. We had meetings. We gather like this. He will appear tangibly. I mean physically. All of us saw him. I don't mean one person saw a vision. Everybody saw him physically. You don't hear of these things. And there was no guest minister. That's why I'm sure it does not take guest minister to encounter God. It takes hunger and knowledge. If you understand, he's your daddy. The guest minister veil must remove before you can see him. All the idols in your heart must be gone because he is standing before you, but they are clogging your eyes. Do you love him more than me? Are you getting what I'm saying? More than the next popular song you know, you're ready to shout again. Close your eyes and open your hands. Don't speak in tongues, I've told you. You start giving yourself a walk again. Just keep quiet. Close your eyes, open your hands. Anything can happen from this point. Lord Jesus, I honor you in this place tonight. I thank you because you are ready to reveal yourself to your children.
right before you now, I want you to see the Lord Jesus standing right in front of you. Look at him. Look at him now. Yes, look at his face. Yes, that's him. Look at his face. The veil is lifted. Look at him. Somebody is seeing him. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him. Don't open your eyes. Look at him. Look at fire in his eyes. Look at him. Look at him. Keep your eyes on him. Stay under it. Stay under the weight. Look at him. From your heart, release words. Let your heart tell him, I love you. Jesus. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. The weight is increasing. Allow it, soak it, drink it in, drink it in, drink it in. Drink it in. Look at that. It's increasing. It's increasing. I'm seeing a rush of angels all over this hall right now. And they are carrying fire, 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 balls of fire. The heat is intensifying. Look at him, look at him. Some of you feel someone tangibly touch you. You're already sensing that. That's him. Tangibly, he'll tap you on your shoulder. He's drowning all your fears right now. Drowning all your distractions. He's confirming to you that he has been with you all this while. By the count of three, all over this hall, angels of the living God, from my left to my right, from the front to the back, I ride on the prayers and intercessions of many that have gone before me. I open those wells of prayers and I pour in the harvest all over this hall. If there is such a thing as activation, then by the count of three, activate the prophets here. One, two, three. Activation now. Touch, 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 touch. By the count of three, activate the evangelist. One, two, three. Touch, 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 touch. By the count of three, activate the pastors. One, two, three. Touch, 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 touch. Activate the apostles. One, two, three. Touch, touch, touch. Appeal to them. Activate the teachers. Touch, 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 touch. Where is the prophetic ministry? Enter into your ordination now. Right now, be activated. Where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Fire, 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 fire. Right now, I speak to the prophetic intercessors. And I install a prayer engine inside you now. By the count of three, prayer, fire. Where are they? Touch, 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 touch. Aha, on their hands, on their legs, all over, all over, all over, on their chest, on their heads. Touch them, touch them. More, 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 more fire. Keep drinking. More, 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 more. Another dose is coming. Another dose is coming. Keep your eyes on Jesus. I beg you, look at him. Look at him. Dare to look at him.
is standing before you. Look at his hair, as white as wool. Look at his eyes, he's full of fire. Come on, come on, look at him. Look at him, I told you, he's there. Look at around you. The veil is removed. Angels are everywhere. Look at him. Stay under it. It's increasing more. Drink, drink, drink until you're full. Drink until you can have no more. I see angels imparting people for healing miracles. Your hands are beginning to burn with fire. Where are those 100 people? All over this hall. Let it burn now. Fire, 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 fire. Look at light, oh, and become it, become it, become light, become light, become light. I chant them up, I chant them up. We are hungry to drink a sea of fire. I chant them up. I chant them up. We are hungry to drink a bowl of fire. Fiery wine, burning wine. Oh, what kind of drink? It's a bowl of burning wine. It's increasing now. It's increasing now. It's increasing now. Angels, go ahead. Another dose. Another dose. By the count of three. One, two, three. Touch, 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 touch. I connect you to your family members. Your bloodline. Angels of the living God, mark those faces with families with serious issues. And when I count to three, as you are touching them, you are touching their family members. I link them up now to everyone connected by blood. And I release charges from this place. By the count of three, let affliction bow. And let everything that is negative react and get out. One. Two. Three. Touch. Touch. Angels, go ahead. 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 Yes, yes, yes. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Get out, get out, get out, my friend. Get out. Get out, get out, quickly. Get out, get out. Get out, get out, get out. Get out, leave their house. Get out, get out. I speak to every infirmity under the sound of my voice. I curse you from your root. And I fry you with the charges of heaven. I command your bodies to be whole in the name of Jesus. All the pains disappear. All the symptoms disappear. Let the infirmity die. Your organs are working properly. Your eyes see well. Your legs work well. Every failed organ is resuscitated right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. I speak to your hearing. It is corrected. Somebody's ears has popped open now. Right now, right now, you can hear correctly. Right now, right now. Test yourself. Something has happened. Test yourself. Something has happened. Check the pain. It is gone. Guys, keep drinking. The key does not change. Look at his face. The key does not change. Look at his face. Drink again. In the name of Jesus, you are free. You are set free. You and all that is yours. Set free. Those of you experiencing issues in your dream life, sex in the dream, torment in the dream, afflictions in the dream, retrogression, your dream keeps showing you that something is wrong somewhere. This night, the story has changed. I release power in your direction. From tonight, gain the victory. You will see in your dream that you now have the upper hand. Strength is imparted. I speak to your mind and I decree an upgrade. And the difficulty you are having with your academics comes to an end tonight. You become 10 times better than your colleagues. I speak to all that has been stolen from you. And I command in the name of Jesus, let the thief restore it sevenfold. Lost time is restored. Lost virtue is restored. Lost opportunity is restored. Restored in the name of Jesus. What am I seeing? I'm still seeing angels carrying fire. Some people have not connected this thing. Angels distribute to those who are ready. Go ahead now. By the count of three, go ahead. Drop it on those who are serious. One, two, three. Drop, 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 drop. Drop it, drop it, drop it. Distribute. Distribute. Give double. Share two, two. Share three, three. Drop it. Let it burn like fire. Now. Chop, touch, 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 touch. All over this place. Fire, fire, fire. Lumps disappear. I release prophetic encounters into your life. Prophetic dreams and visions. Your eyes are open to see. Your ears are open to hear. You are open to understand, to know. Your discernment enters a new level this night. I hear the roar of a lion. I'm hearing the roar of a lion. The roar of a lion. That refers to somebody's enemy is running away right now. Let that roar sound in your ear now, wherever you are, all over this place. Hear the roar of the Lion of Judah. Everyone shout the name of Jesus. Ah, Jesus, roar. Roar, roar. Roar in families. Roar against situations. Roar against issues, delays, sources of tears. Roar against it. Let the violence of the Lion of Judah meet with long-standing cases. This night the answer has come. Ah, somebody's head is burning. Somebody's head is on fire. Where are the people? Your heads are on fire. On fire. On fire. On fire. It's burning. Fire. 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 Aha. Let it burn. More. 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 Somebody's chest is on fire and it's increasing now. More, 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 more. More, more. Somebody's belly is on fire. It's increasing now. More, more, more. More, Lord Jesus. More, Lord Jesus.